With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability and the Public Health Department have updated Cayman's travel advisory, quote, following reports of increased incidence of arboviral infections, end quote, to include mosquito-borne illnesses like dengue, chikungunya, Zika and Oropouche. The move follows rising infection rates across parts of the Caribbean and Latin America. Travelers to Cuba, Jamaica, Brazil, Panama, Honduras and Costa Rica are urged to take extra precautions. We'll have more for you on what this means on this evening's news broadcast. New figures from Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman show a dip in local job postings in November. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
There were 1,554 jobs advertised in November alone, with the vast majority of those coming from the private sector. The Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman's November jobs report says that's down from nearly 1,900 the month before. The top five industries accounted for more than 70% of all job postings, with construction at 22% and administrative and support services at 14%. 96% of the jobs were full-time. 78% required a high school education or equivalent with a certificate or some college and university experience. That's up from October. And 54% required between 3 and 6 years of prior experience. That's actually down 4% from the month before. You can find the full report online at egov.ky/work.
Nearly 17,500 jobs were posted on the work website between January and November of this year. Porter Airlines started nonstop service between Toronto Pearson International Airport and Grand Cayman on Tuesday, landing with a splash. Sound there from the Cayman Islands Airport Authority's traditional water cannon salute, marking Porter Airlines' inaugural flight. The Toronto route will run up to three times a week, complemented by twice-weekly nonstop flights operating from Ottawa that starts tomorrow. The full schedule details can be found at www.flyporter.com. If you're like me, you may not have realized, but Christmas is fastly approaching, and you're invited to a free holiday edition of Music at the Library tonight.
This month's Music at the Library, it's an enchanting holiday concert blending Christmas classics, an expressive piano solo, and musical theater treasures from Latin America and across the globe.
K-Musica's Marius Gaina tells Radio Cayman, tonight's event includes performances by harpist, pianist, and vocalist. The show starts at 6 p.m. at the Georgetown Public Library, and admission is free. For more information, head on over to caymanartsfestival.com. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Over to BBC Now for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky has warned Ukraine faces a financial shortfall of up to $60 billion next year and could have to cut drone production. He was speaking in Brussels, where EU leaders are meeting to discuss a plan to use frozen Russian assets to generate a substantial loan for Kyiv. Also under discussion at the EU summit is a proposed trade deal with the South American trade bloc Mercosur. It's proving controversial, particularly with farmers worried their goods could be undercut by cheaper alternatives. Brazil's president says he will veto the bill that was passed by the Senate, reducing the sentence of the far-right former president Jair Bolsonaro. He's serving a 27-year jail term for plotting a coup. Nigeria has reopened 47 secondary schools that were closed following a wave of abductions. Hundreds of students have been kidnapped by gunmen in recent weeks, forcing the authorities to suspend learning at the schools. French, Saudi Arabian and American officials have met Lebanon's army chief in Paris to discuss establishing a roadmap for the disarmament of Hezbollah. France said they'd agreed to hold a conference in February. A freight train has left Azerbaijan carrying petrol for sale in Armenia. It marks another stage in the normalisation of ties between the two countries, once at war over the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. The French National Assembly has passed a bill exonerating women who'd had abortions before the procedure was legalised in 1975. The Minister Delegate for Gender Equality said the government had a responsibility to make amends. At least five people have been trampled to death by wild elephants in the Indian state of Jharkhand. Officials say one had been trying to take a selfie and a video. BBC News.